Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. There's a buzz in Tahoe these days. It's the buzz of ski resorts making snow. And this comes off of the doozy of last season, storm after storm setting snowfall records. Some would say it was too much of a good thing. Even ski resorts and businesses had to close at times because the conditions were so bad. Right now, though, the forecast seems kind of lackluster. It's leading several ski resorts like Sugar Bowl, Sierra at Tahoe, Heavenly, and others to postpone their opening days. Joining us from their vantage points of the Sierra are Davis Bedient with Donner Ski Ranch in Soda Springs and Paul Raymore in North Tahoe at Diamond Peak Ski Resort in Incline Village. Good morning to you both. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
So, hey, good morning.
Good morning. Davis, I want to start with you. Tell us where Donner Ski Ranch is located, how you and your team are getting ready for the upcoming season.
Yeah, we're located at the top of Donner Summit, about as high up here as you could get. Right now, to get ready for the season, we're just doing a bunch of last-minute maintenance on chairlifts and kind of running around trying to get everything all sealed up before the snow really starts to fall. We're pretty different than a lot of resorts up here. We don't make snow. We rely on natural snowfall, so as far as opening and closing dates, we just tell people we open up when there's snow and we will close down when there's no more snow. So right now, just doing projects and waiting for the snow to fall.
Yeah, you are located in a beautiful area. My husband and I were there like over the summer, and where there were like PCT hikers like making their way through, which was a pretty cool experience to take in. Donner Ski Ranch also has a lot of history. I mean, you're one of the few remaining family-owned resorts.
Yeah, totally. Completely family-owned and operated. The owners are here every single day baking pies, running chairlifts. It's about as family-oriented as you could get. We all have Thanksgiving dinner together. We all have Christmas dinner together. And we all live up here as well. So it is just one big family that keeps this resort going.
Yes, we did have a slice of that pie. It is delicious. I highly recommend people get the pie from Donner Ski Ranch. All right, Paul, you're over on the Nevada side in Incline Village. You know, talk to us about how things are shaping up with Diamond Peak.
Yeah, we are also kind of in our final preparations. We are scheduled to open in exactly 1 week on Thursday, December 7th. So every moment that we've got the right temperatures and conditions, all of our snow guns are firing. All of our slope maintenance crews are out there, either making snow or grooming that out, getting the runs ready for opening day. And we're certainly doing our snow dances and hoping for a little bit more help from Mother Nature. It's always good to get some natural snow on top of what we can produce with those snow guns.
What are the ideal conditions for snow guns to produce snow?
Ideally, nice cold temperatures and low humidity really helps with the production of those snow guns. But, you know, our crews are as versatile as they can. And so, you know, they'll be turning the guns on up at the top of the mountain when it's colder up top, but not at the base. Sometimes vice versa, if there's some kind of temperature inversion. So it's a 24/7 job during this early preseason. They're up all night and just making as much snow as possible whenever conditions allow.
Yeah. I mean, Paul, you've been in Tahoe for a long time. And Davis, as you mentioned, you and the Donner Ski Ranch crew, you live up there in Soda Springs. So I imagine both of you are very familiar with like the ebb and flow from one winter to the next. I mean, how do you navigate that, Paul, over at Diamond Peak?
It is one of the interesting but also really enjoyable things about being in this industry. You never know what you're going to get until you get into that season. And even then, things can change, you know, on a dime, depending on the storm cycles. Last year was one that we certainly won't forget. Tons of snow, all those atmospheric rivers that hit the Tahoe area and delivered, as you mentioned, sometimes a little bit too much snow. It made things challenging, but it was also a lot of fun. And so we're really looking forward to what this winter brings. Everyone in this industry is pretty adaptable and able to take what Mother Nature throws at us and make the best of it.
Davis, how do you and the Donner Ski Ranch family, you know, kind of ride out, you know, the ebb and flow from one winter to the next?
Yeah, totally. We're pretty fortunate being high up in elevation that a lot of times if lower elevations are getting rain, we might be right at the snow level. And so we are very fortunate with that. We also kind of just do whatever we can. We have our tubing hill that we can try to keep running as much as possible. We'll farm snow from off the resort to keep stuff going. But yeah, just like Paul said, on high snow years, it almost becomes more difficult because then you're trying to figure out what to do with all the snow. You run out of places to put it, and it starts hampering where you can park cars and where you can get people. And so it's hard. I don't know that I've ever lived here on a year where I've said, oh, you want to know what? This is the perfect amount of snow. I wish we had no more and no less. I feel like up here and everywhere around Tahoe, it's always like, oh, come on, we need some snow. And then, oh, geez, when is it going to stop snowing? So just doing whatever we can. We also have our bar and restaurant up here that's open 7 days a week, 364 days a year. We close down for Thanksgiving. But other than that, yeah, we just kind of do what we can to provide a good quality service for everyone up here on the summit, as well as anyone that wants to drive up here.
Yeah, and you're at the resort right now, you know, perched high at the summit. You know, given that Donner Ski Ranch, I mean, every, I think, resort has its own kind of character and its own style. You know, what does that mean for the visitor who goes to Donner Ski Ranch? You know, what's special about it?
Yeah, totally. I would say two big things. We're very fun and family-oriented. We like to get beginner skiers up here. We do a lot of deals with tickets and rentals. I think right now, I think we're still working on our ticket prices, but I know last season weekends we were selling lift tickets for $99, and then we do old school days, Tuesday through Thursday, non-holiday, where I believe last year our tickets were $59, as well as we discount rentals for that, and we really try to get beginner skiers up here. But we also have some great terrain for the more advanced skier. We don't have a ton of vertical feet, but we have, I like to tell people, it's kind of like mini golf. It's not anything big, but it's really fun.
Yeah, Paul, you know, for someone who wants to try skiing or snowboarding, I mean, there can be kind of like a sticker shock in the beginning because you got to rent gear. You know, what advice do you have for someone that's going to go to Diamond Peak for their first time? And are there ideal conditions or a good time to learn?
You know, I think what I would always tell people is start at one of the smaller resorts. Donner Ski Ranch is a great example of that. Diamond Peak's another one. We're both independent. Over here at Diamond Peak, we're actually community owned by the community here in Incline Village. And so it makes it just a more laid back, easier resort to navigate, especially if you're a beginner coming in. There's not going to be huge crowds. You're not going to get stuck in huge lift lines. And so you're going to get a lot more time on the snow. If you're new to the skiing or snowboarding, I always recommend start with a lesson. You know, smaller resorts usually have some kind of great lesson package deals that make it more affordable. You get your lift ticket, you get your lesson, and you get your rental equipment. Typically, you can start with the morning lesson, take a break for lunch, and then practice on the snow on your equipment for the afternoon. And that's a great way to get a taste. And then if you're into it, just come back as much as possible. We honestly have people who pick up skiing in a lesson and decide to purchase a season pass that next day because they loved it so much and they know they're going to get their money's worth. And that's a great way to make it more affordable if you're coming up and visiting more than, you know, 4 or 5 days, then typically a season pass will pay for itself.
Yeah, I went like in a recent year with a big group that were taking lessons for skiing, and it can vary dramatically, you know, who gets it, you know, the first try and who does not. So it can vary very greatly from one person to the next. For people who go to Diamond Peak every season, is there anything new this season, Paul?
They will see some improvements in our Base Lodge food court we're excited about. Just make that kind of lunchtime experience more pleasant and a more efficient flow in our kitchen area. We also added a brand new winch snowcat, which is going to be behind the scenes. No one's going to see that in operation. It's happening at night while the snow slope maintenance team is grooming the slopes. But it will add to their efficiency and allow us to maintain kind of our reputation for providing really nice corduroy on some of our steeper groom slopes. So we're very excited about both of those. And then we've also just got a new brand new Salomon snowboard rental fleet in our rental shop. So brand new equipment for folks who are renting snowboards this year. As well as some fun new demos coming in for people who want a little bit higher end performance equipment.
And I noticed, I think I'm correct, you're still hiring for the season. What do you want people to know if they're interested?
Yeah, just that working at a ski resort is a very fun job. As David said, it's a very family feel at these smaller resorts. You'll get to know everyone. You'll get a chance to meet everyone from our general manager down to the folks parking your cars. We have a lot of fun perks that we try and provide to our employees, and there's opportunities to work inside, outside, full-time, part-time, or even just weekends and holidays, because that is the busiest time for ski resorts.
And I know Diamond Peak is a week away from its opening day. Davis, are you guys mulling around or hoping for have you narrowed in on an opening day for Donner Ski Ranch?
We just need about a foot of snow. so they keep on tricking us with the weather. I think it's one of the few jobs you could just be wrong all the time and keep your job. But we're just waiting for a storm to come in and not move everything right now. Seems like it's moving north of us. But waiting for a storm to come in, we need about a foot of snow. The resort's all mowed down and ready to go. Our snowcats are all tuned up and good to go. So a foot of snow and we'll open up.
Well, thanks, Davis and Paul, for joining us.
Thanks. Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Davis Bedian is with Donner Ski Ranch in Soda Springs, and Paul Raymore is with Diamond Peak Ski Resort in Incline Village. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to talk to us, you can shoot us an email at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.